7 after the hour. Wish the program would last for hours and hours and hours and hours, because
it does.
There's never enough time to get enthused about, or continue to be enthused about, what's going on the day. So let's see if we can tease you a little about this hour. Linda Evans.
Well, yeah,
Linda Evans.
Linda Evans
will be here. Oh. She has a wonderful life and wants to talk about her wonderful life as an example of how to live a wonderful life. It fits right in, right?
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember my mom used to watch us every single week.
It'd be a good quiz. What was her name on the Big Valley? Or what was her name on Dynasty?
Big Valley.
Okay, then later this hour, Jason Isaacs, who is from, actually, he's got a reputation from Harry Potter. He was in The Patriot. He has a new PBS series, so we'll meet him.
He's Mr. Malfoy.
Mr. Malfoy.
Ooh.
Malfoy. Malfoy's dad, actually.
Comes up in a bit here on Good Day. In the meantime, we always like to start these hours with a little laughter, and I have some for you right after this on Good Day.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month, and now come with a money-back guarantee.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
All right, so, Roberta, you being a New Yorker, love those fabulous Jewish comedians, the people that were around, Milton Berle, Henny Youngman, Groucho Marx, George Burns, Carl Reiner, Rodney Dangerfield.
Wow, that's a list. That's an impressive list.
Right. All right, so here are a couple of one-liners, and there isn't any swearing in any of the material. I think Rodney Dangerfield of that group is probably the only one who really went off the deep end. These are oomph, kind of, you're done with it. I just got back from a pleasure trip. I took my mother-in-law to the airport. Bada boom.
Bada boom.
I've been in love with the same woman for 49 years. If my wife ever finds out, she'll kill me.
Bada boom.
What are three words a woman never wants to hear when she's making love? Honey, I'm home. Someone stole all my credit cards, and I won't be reporting it. The thief spends less than my wife did. We always hold hands. If I let go, she shops. My wife and I went back to the hotel where we spent our wedding night, only this time I stayed in the bathroom and cried. My wife and I went to a hotel where we got a waterbed. My wife called it the Dead Sea. One more.
All right.
She was at the beauty shop for 2 hours. That was only for the estimate. She got a mud pack and looked great for 2 days in the mud.
She got a mud pack.
All right, Linda Evans in a minute here on Good Day.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
I'm betting every time Linda Evans gets introduced, wherever she goes, she hears the theme from Dynasty.
Pretty much.
And thinks, what, I have to listen to this again? Or do you not get tired of listening? You're such a sweetheart. I'll bet that you just smile and say, that's wonderful. I'm thankful for having had the opportunity. I bet that's what you say, right?
Absolutely. You play that, and I get goosebumps, and my mind goes back to all the beautiful memories, and I think of John Forsythe and all the people I loved on the show, and my heart just melts.
How about when you hear the theme to The Big Valley? What does that do for you?
Oh, it makes me smile. It's so long ago, I can't believe that it still exists, or the film, or the sound, or anything on it.
Yeah. So when you got that job as Audra Barclay on The Big Valley, did you pinch yourself? What were you? You were young, and I'm guessing that there might have been a little naivete there. So when you were approached or you got the job, what the heck did you first think?
Well, I was incredibly excited about it, especially since I'd gone up to read for the producers of The Big Valley for a movie, and they said it was the worst reading they'd ever heard. So I thought, oh, my God. And then they said, well, but you have a quality. We have another project. Stick around. And then, of course, I got The Big Valley, not a movie, but a four-year job with the legendary Barbara Stanwyck, and it was just unbelievable.
Was she somebody you could learn from, Linda?
Well, actually, I was very fortunate at the beginning of my career to be working with such a legend who was such a professional. She took me under her wing and she said, Audra, she never called me Linda. She always called me Audra. She says, Audra, I'm going to teach you to be a professional. You're going to know your lines and show up on time. And I said, okay. We called her Missy. And she really directed me in the right direction because my professionalism has served me well in my life.
Yeah, and that's what people, not only are you a beautiful person, but there are plenty of stories. And actually, that's part of why you're here in this book, Recipes for Life, that you've co-written with your stepdaughter. There are lots of fun excerpt, shall we say, of the life that you have lived, and because you were and still are as beautiful physically, but also there's something about you, and I think I said this, somebody said to me the last time you were here, I get a little carried away. I was a little over the top.
Get carried away.
And I like it. You can get carried away.
Yeah, because it's wonderful to get carried away. Yeah, but you are. You have that physical beauty. And people always say under their breath, even at her age. But that's not, you know, age is a BS number. And the other thing that I like, and I think it's what makes you physically beautiful, is your attitude toward life, the way that you have spiritually developed, if that's what it is. They're all, when you were with Yanni, maybe that's when it became first known that that's the way you were. But I think, you know, you didn't need that, really, to be the person that you are. It just seems to come out of your every pore. That's the way I read you, anyway.
Well, you're very kind. Very kind. Thank you.
So what's this story now? You have, you're dishing a little, and I mean that sort of tongue-in-cheekishly, but you've combined something in this book. What gave you the idea that people would be interested in these two things being put together?
I didn't know if people would be interested. All I knew is that I've been asked to write my life story, and that just seemed too intense. I wanted to tell stories in my life, the highs, the lows, the ups, the downs, the people that I loved. And I've always had a love of food and a passion for cooking. I mean, that's been my joy. And feeding people and giving them something they love just is about as good as it gets. You could chain me to a stove and I'd be happy. So I thought, okay, what if I take all the things that I love and weave them together? And I had a lot of pictures in my private collection throughout my life. And so I thought, okay, I'll tell the stories, you know, the woman's journey, the highs, the lows, the guy left me, what did it mean, how did it turn out, and go through everything, but not, you know, and then weave the people and the food, and it seemed like a wonderful challenge. Also, I was 65 years old, and I wanted to know what I was going to do with the rest of my life, and I thought, well, I'll just reinvent myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not. These 7 million people that are, you know, baby boomers, and we've got a lot to do. We're living to be 80, 90 years of age, and we've got stories to tell and things to accomplish still.
So, Linda Evans, what would people be most surprised to learn about you?
I don't know. What were you surprised to learn about?
I'm surprised to hear you say that you'd love to be chained to a stove.
Oh, my God, oh, my God, to feed someone. I love thinking. See, if I were going to have you for dinner, I'd find out what you loved, and I would just go and
I like,
find the best.
I like fish and Italian. Any fish with some pasta.
Oh, my God. And then the creating it for you. I mean, it is so much fun to me.
Hey, Linda, let you help Doug for a second. At the a little while ago, Doug had some shrimp given to him by somebody. And Doug came and we started the hours program. And Doug said, how do you cook shrimp? So Roberta and I said, you can saute it. Mm-hmm. You can steam it. You can do it, you know, you can grill it, do whatever. Why? What did you do? He goes, I stuck it in a pile of boiling water. And we're like, well, you know, okay. But what he didn't realize...
So I want to know what Linda would do.
What he didn't realize is that his next opportunity to go see the shrimp would be 25 minutes later. Yeah. So now it's like a rubber.
I'm not I live by myself, Linda, and I don't cook. I don't do. I don't do a lot of. I mean, I cook stuff that's fast because that serves me more. And I guess maybe that I need to have somebody like you around who would fix the shrimp.
So if you were to have Doug over and you were to cook him shrimp, how would you prepare your shrimp, Linda?
I do a shrimp with a pasta. I do a fresh tomato and olive oil, and then I add fresh spinach in it, and then I let a little bit of butter melt in it, not that it melts, but that it forms a cream sauce, and put a little Chinese garlic chili paste, saute some shrimps in the Chinese chili garlic paste, and stick it in on over pasta.
Yeah, see, now you got me hungry.
All right, so when do we have dinner? I'm ready.
Well, the recipe's in the book.
Yeah, no, I don't want to make it. I want you to cook it for me. I'm not going to make it. About as much chance of me making that as flying to the moon. Anyway, that's the kind
of
thing.
It's not a cookbook. Mostly, it's my life.
Yeah. So what would you pair? What sort of photos, as we think about your loves and some of the public stuff? Yanni certainly was very public. I don't know other things about your love life, though, other than, again, the Yanni connection. There are others that are public that you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah. I talk in there about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I share my life completely. I just leave out the, you know, what the dates, the when you were, you know, this transition things. I just explain the important parts.
Right. Yeah.
And I put a lot of laughs in it because I figure we've got to laugh. Because life's too serious, so I've got a lot of humor in there. You can get the book and ignore the recipes if you don't like it, because it's set up in such a way that you could just read through the book. You can pick up the book and read it at any point. You don't have to begin somewhere. There are stories, like when I flew with the Blue Angels, or the Evel Knievel situation when I filmed him, or when I... Leopard Act and was attacked. I mean, things like that.
Yeah. So I think one of the things that most people want to know when they talk to somebody who was on these nighttime drama soap opera things like Dallas and Dynasty and Knots Landing is how much kind of behind the scenes hanky-panky was going on within the staff. You know, I'm sure everybody always asks you, was there ever anything with John Forsythe?
Was there ever anything, meaning what?
Yeah,
really, where you're going speaking, here. With,
he's too proper.
Romantically?
By girl stuff?
Yeah, girl
that's
stuff.
So, that's so not even in my mind. I mean, his wife was one of my dearest friends.
Okay.
I don't can't even go there.
Okay. So, but
matter of fact, I loved John Forsythe since... He gave me my first speaking part when I was 15. I mean, he was a dear, dear friend. I knew both his wives and his children adored the man.
Yeah, he was supposedly a special kind of a guy. He was as he looked and sounded, and so are you. LindaEvansOfficial.com is the website. LindaEvansOfficial.com, and the book's available, Recipes for a Life, at Amazon, all the great bookstores. Linda Evans, a very nice pleasure having you here. Take good care.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig? With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Women who have proposed to men, give us the romantic line. How'd you convince the guy to marry you?
I think the way it ends up, usually when most women ask men to marry them, it's very short and sweet. I'm pregnant.
I'm gonna marry that man.
I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper, we're a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? She's a pepper. If you drink Dr. Pepper, you're a pepper too. Be a pepper. Drink Dr. Pepper.
So one of the better polls, we have good polls, I think, pretty much every day. The questions that we ask for you to give us your rendering on, and hundreds, sometimes thousands of people come to DougStephan.com to express themselves quickly, then they nose around the website, see what else is there for fun or for informational purposes. So the poll question we asked this week, are you offended by the new Dr. Pepper soft drink that the folks who have made it claim is not for women? Not for women. 56% of you said, no, not at all. It's obviously a joke. 21% of you said, not sure, I want to see what the next ad looks like. And 23% of you said, yeah, it's not funny at all. They're going to lose a lot of business. So here's the our poll yesterday, let's see here, the Halloween candy question, because Halloween is, what, 2 weeks from this weekend. So we asked, have you bought any Halloween candy yet? 57% of you who responded to DougStephan.com said, no, not yet. It's too early. 22% of you said yes, and it's safely hidden away. 20% said, I bought it and ate it and will buy some more soon. I bought a little the candy of choice for me as a kid growing up as candy corn and maybe Three Musketeers, that kind of stuff, or anything chocolate. I bought some. I haven't had any candy. Nobody comes to my house because I'm way off the road. The farm is too far from anybody to walk, so I don't have any. But I bought some just for the heck of it. I've been seeing for years these big bowls, these dishes of candy corn, and they're just completely pure sugar. They're really bad, kind of like Dr. Pepper is, and the soft drinks that have so much sugar in them, they just eat away, at your teeth. So it's advisable not to have too much of it around, because if you're like me, you just kind of, you are easily brought to the dark side, and the dark side is the candy side. The story today at DougStephan.com, the Saddam statue. You may have this week noticed that the, remember back in, was it 2003, when the Iraqi war started and Saddam was arrested, people in Iraq went to where the big statue was and pulled it over. The piece of his butt that was left is going to be put up for auction to benefit injured servicemen, which is actually kind of cool. Auction starts in a couple of weeks. And the peace, again, is Saddam's butt. So, our poll today at DougStephan.com for the weekend, would you bid on a piece of Saddam's statue? A, yes, it's a piece of history. B, maybe, if it was for a good cause. That is a good, this is a really good cause. C, I might, depending on how much it was going for. And D, no, you couldn't pay me to take it. It's amazing, when I was in Iraq a couple of years ago, all of the things that sort of been set aside for this purpose, whether the Iraqi government or the Iraqi people benefit from selling off some of this stuff, or whether private interests benefit, there are a lot of things left from the Saddam era. Matter of fact, I think I saw that somebody was dismantling. Why would you dismantle? They have a there's a little park, the Flintstones, where the impetus for Saddam's children, they loved the Flintstones. So he had a Flintstones park built for them near one of the palaces. And somebody wanted to dismantle that. I think you just open up a little park, have a little amusement center there. What do you think of that idea? 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Signing up for one of those discount travel clubs may seem like a good idea, but there are certain things you need to know before you ever join. Travel clubs can offer significant discounts for some of your most basic travel needs, but it really depends on how you like to travel, how often you like to travel, the number of people in your party, and then maybe a travel club could result in considerable savings. Many of the clubs have negotiated contracts with hotel chains, which can result in lower rates and perks like free breakfasts. Members can also participate from group discount tickets to theaters, museums, and other sites when traveling with like-minded individuals. Now, there can be a downside. You see, when you sign up with a travel club, you often lose the right to plan all your vacation's details. And while a lot of travel clubs require some kind of yearly membership fee, there are a select few that don't charge their members anything to join. You need to do your homework before joining, and then you can sign on the dotted line. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. No, we'll sell you a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Then we'll throw in a Purolator Classic oil filter free. If wrestling a live bear would help us get you a better deal, we'd do it while wearing salmon cologne. Service is our best part. Advance Auto Parts. Pre-rebate price $20.99. See store for details.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Program with Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Joining us now is a gentleman that you know probably better as Lucius Malfoy. He's been in a lot of movies. He's got a new PBS Masterpiece series, also a new NBC drama coming out. He's in the film Abduction at the moment, and he's also starring on Hollywood Way, cleaning up the stars there, Jason Isaacs. Welcome to Good Day. A busy guy.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well, thank you. How about you?
I'm good. This is I'm in an extremely cheesy motel room, 5 minutes from my set, and and I'm talking about myself endlessly. As my wife would say, I'm in my perfect place.
Where is your set, Jason? Where are you right now?
I'm in Inglewood in California, which is not a place on most tourist maps.
No, a lot of cheesy motels there, actually.
Currently, I'm saving a bunch of hijacked psychiatric patients from a crazy man with a bomb. But I took time out to talk to you.
Yeah. Very good. That's very
good.
I'm not
near that busy this morning.
Yeah. All right. So Roberta is the big Harry Potter fan, so I'm going to let her lead off with her love of the characters that are in Harry Potter.
Give me some love,
Roberta. Yeah, lots of love. It's also my daughter. Oh, my gosh. She's going to all of the cons, you know, like Leaky Con. And have you been to any of those with the kids?
I haven't, although I went to Comic-Con this year to launch the pilot for the show I'm shooting, and there was a Harry Potter convention of the fans there entitled Where To Now? and I went in to say hi, and it was extraordinary. The premieres were incredible this year because they were, Guinness Book of Records were at numbers of them, they were the biggest and loudest and longest. But to go to a convention of fans when there isn't even anybody from the show there and no screening, and to see that many people just obsessed with it was an extraordinary thing.
Jason, when I saw you in your blonde hair as Lucius Malfoy, and I thought about how popular those films have been. I mean, just monstrous, the whole series of them. And I always wondered whether you were worried, once they became as popular as they did, whether you would be typecast. But then I saw your picture of you without the long blonde hair. You have short, dark hair. Yeah. And I was like, okay, you can reinvent yourself in other things. But has that ever been a concern for you?
Accidentally, it was one of the smartest things I ever did. Of course, all the smart things I do are always accidents. But I asked for a long blonde wig when I got there. The design was originally a pinstripe suit and short black hair. And
really?
I said, please, I begged them almost on my knees. I said, if I'm going to play a wizard just once in my life, please can I have velvet and furs and long blonde hair? And they very kindly allowed me to. And who knew that it would become the most popular film franchise in the world.
Yeah.
And now, of course, I'm completely anonymous. I mean, only if I walked down the street with an elf would anybody recognize me.
You know, that was my reaction, too. When I saw your picture, I said, man, I mean, he could be sitting next to me. I would have no idea. Well, so I guess that actually works well.
In England, I get the subway and I ride my bike everywhere, and I would in fact do those things in Los Angeles if they had a subway and people on bikes. But I pass unnoticed in the crowd, which I'm happy to do.
There are plenty of bikes, but you won't find many people in the subway because they're always afraid of earthquakes.
Yeah, I mean actually there is a subway. There are people on bikes, but it's generally not how people get around here.
Right. No, you were in The Patriot, weren't you the bad guy?
Well, it depends on your point of view, obviously. If you're sitting in England, I was a core character that tragically lost the war. But for most people, I think you call me the bad guy, yeah.
I think you did in, if I remember correctly, you did in the son, did you not?
I killed a bunch of children, including, ironically, tragically, lovely Heath Ledger I killed halfway through the film. Mm. And Mel's kids at the beginning, although what got the biggest mailbag, and this is true in America and England, where more people leave money in their wills to animals than human beings, is when I ride up to Mel's house and I kill his kid, and they say, what should we do with the prisoners? And I say, kill all the prisoners. And he says, what about the animals? And I say, kill them all and save the horses for the dragoons. And people were incensed. You can burn churches full of women and children, it's fine, but if you kill animals, you know, and don't eat them, or apparently don't kill them with a high-powered rifle at a distance, then people in America get very upset.
Wow. Wow.
A lesson of life. A lesson to be learned.
The PBS Masterpiece series, Case Histories, what's that all about?
Ah, phew. I thought you'd never ask. Well, it's a rather brilliant television series I was in, that was on in England last year, and was, you know, I've been acting for a long time, but suddenly the popularity of it took my breath away, and I was rather glad to be moving to America straight away to make this series here, because I've never quite been in the eye of the storm like that. It's a detective series based on a series of books that sell tens of millions all over the world, and he's this character, Jackson Brody, who, oddly enough, I had done the audiobooks for a few years ago, so when they put the books on tape, it's my voice narrating them, and I knew that the books were brilliant, and I knew they had this fantastic tone where they kind of walk a fine line between tragedy and comedy, and slightly absurd realism, and when they said they're making it for TV and offered me the part, I wasn't going to do it. I just thought they'll never get it right. It's just too hard to capture what makes the book so brilliant, and I'm really glad that I did, because somehow the directors, the producers, the composers, just somehow all the ley lines met, and it turned out fabulously well.
And, I think it's more than somehow. I think they heard you do the reading on that and said this is the only guy that could probably pull it off.
Well, no, it's not. I mean, it's not me, or rather, I'm some part of it, but everything works. So, you know, it's very hard to make good television programs or films, even when there's a lot of talented people involved, even with a great script, because any one element goes wrong and the whole thing's out of kilter, but like baking a souffle or something. But the souffle rose with the Case History shows, and they were very, very popular. Unusually, they brought in an enormous female audience for crime thrillers, and I think that's because her books sell an enormous number to women too, because because Jackson Brody is this fantasy figure for women, this kind of crumpled, damaged white knight who can't stop helping the wrong kinds of people. But he's very funny, and I love playing him, because I rarely get to do comedy. And although this isn't slap-your-thigh comedy, dry, this guy, and he's from Yorkshire. Yeah. Everything he thinks he is, he's not. That's what that makes it funny. He thinks he's very hard-bitten, but he's actually ludicrously sentimental.
Well, I'm just chatting with you in the few minutes here. It's obvious you're a funny guy, so I'm definitely going to be interested to watch it now.
All right, before you leave, tell us about, you're filming an angle. Are you filming Awake, or are you filming a film?
Awake. Yeah, I'm filming Awake.
What's that going to be about?
A series for NBC. Comes out in January, probably mid-season. And I could describe the premise, but it's part of the joy of the plot. But if you go to NBC.com/Awake, you watch the trailer. And I think every day I get there and I can't believe we get to have this much fun.
Yeah.
I mean, the central idea is so much fun that the writers are in their, poor writers are writing like 15-hour days. They're going out with their hair torn out because they've created a premise, which means they've really got to think. And it's one of those things, I think, like Lost, maybe, or Fringe. There's a crime procedural element. There's a fantasy element. There's a kind of human drama, family element. It's just, it ticks every single box. And more importantly for me, I've got a lot of friends who make those detective shows, who are in the CSIs and Law and Orders and NCISs and stuff.
Yeah.
And they love the fact they get nice suits and the sunglasses, you know, match their suit. But I can't say hand on heart they enjoy their work. They enjoy the check.
Yeah.
And me, I am enjoying playing this guy every single day.
Well, it'll certainly get on the air because NBC's got plenty of shows in the toilet, and this will be obviously some kind of salvation for NBC.
Well, couldn't channel. You know, I can't control who watches which channels or what your lead-in is or what you're offering.
Yeah, no.
And frankly, I've been in some great films and TV shows that nobody saw. I've been in some terrible ones that are very popular. Yeah. All I can do every day is go to work and try and, A, have a good time, and, B, make the best product I can. And occasionally, like things with Case Histories, you have a great time at work, and then the audience have a great time, and you go, things shouldn't be this good.
Yeah,
it all works.
Well, you know what it is? It's your attitude toward things. You got the attitude you have, you're going to be just fine. Very nice talking to you. A pleasure meeting you, Jason Isaacs. Remember, the new PBS series, Case Histories. Good to chat with you, Jason. Continued success. 18 before the hour on Good Day.
Can you get all-day pain relief without taking pills? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps. Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than a maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol. No pills, no pain, just relief. And for joint or arthritis pain, try Thermacare in the red box. Just one Thermacare provides all-day arthritis pain relief to soothe joints, improve flexibility, and get you moving again. Look in this Sunday's paper for a $1 off coupon. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here with a question. Do your tired, achy feet ever stop you from doing what you want to do? If this sounds like a problem for you, then I want you to listen up for the next 60 seconds so you won't have to suffer anymore. You need to try Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're absolutely incredible. Here's what you do. You step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk. This revolutionary foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for your individual feet. That's all there is to it. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics are guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support to relieve your tired, achy feet. They're guaranteed to work, or you'll get your money back. What could be better? Visit drscholls.com right now and find the closest store so you can try this out. Listen to your friend Doug Steffen. With Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, you'll start feeling so much better and will start doing more.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Everyone has heard about the powerful health benefits of eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables daily. Science has confirmed the miraculous power of Mother Nature's ability to boost the immune system by over 700%, dramatically protecting and improving one's health through concentrated nutrition. But buying, storing, preparing, and eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day seems impossible. Balance of Nature is leading the nutrition revolution by solving this problem, providing an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different pure fruits and veggies every day, maintaining 99.9% of its nutritional value, all for about 17 cents per serving. Compare that to a buck at the market. Call 888-491-2217. That's 888-491-2217. Or go online at balanceofnature.com and use promo code HEALTH. Balanceofnature.com.
What's 15 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Scientists, as you will read at DougSteffen.com today, have figured out how to recreate the Black Plague. Ah, this is going to be great. Don't you think that's what we need? Another item or two or three or four to occupy our worried moments. Push your worries aside. Let's start thinking about who, and you know as well as I do, that, and this is the irresponsibility, this is what really bothers me about some in the scientific community. They do anything in the name of science. How in the name of God is this going to help anybody? How is anyone helped by the recreation of the Black Plague? Any one of the terrorist organizations that get a hold of this, you know what they could do with it. Could be the end of civilization. And I'm not exaggerating here. And there's a bit of tongue-in-cheek usually involved in any discussion of the Black Plague. But here's what they did. They got some bones from victims that died 600 years ago of the Black Plague. So they take the DNA from these bones and they recreate what killed them. It can be done. It has been done. Anybody else beside me think this is not a great idea? 800-510-8255. Over a period of 4 or 5 years, over 50 million people. Now, you got to remember, this is over 600 years ago. So the population of the planet isn't much more than 100, 140 million, I think, maybe at the time, 150 million. So 50 million, that's like a third of the population of the planet at the time, gets wiped out. The 1400s, 15th century, was before the Reformation. Can you imagine recreating that? Why in the name of God? Again, maybe I invented that twice. It's just, I'm speechless because I don't know what to say. I don't even begin to understand how someone, unless they're working for the bad guys, are these scientists being paid by some terrorist organization to recreate the Black Plague? Is that really what I'm remembering? The people who were buried when I did my first tour of London, the Tower of London has a cemetery, and the Black Plague really is mostly Europe, what we now consider to be, Western Europe. But they dug up these victims from the cemetery next to the Tower of London. It's a bacteria that causes it, and it's very virulent, has different symptoms. So there are those who would say, oh, no, that's not what really caused this. Hello, folks. Anybody who recreates anything like this is not doing society, humanity, any favors. I don't care whether it's in the name of science or not. So now the Germans are studying all of this stuff. There's a university in Germany and there's a university in Ontario, Canada. These ancient pathogens being reconstructed is just bad, bad business. Remember the genome project 10, 12, 14 years ago, which basically proved that we were all cut from the same cloth, 99, no matter what our race, whether we're black or yellow or whether we were white or whatever our origins, we have basically become one. And as an aside, it's one of the things that I find most tragic about our situation. The human condition is such that we're always trying to find ways of separating ourselves for whatever the reason, which seems awfully foolish. Whether you're an American, we fight with each other about maybe moderately important things. But isn't survival more important than anything else? Isn't that your number one instinct, to survive? So why wouldn't we want to all survive as America and Americans? And maybe blowing it out to the furthest extent, why wouldn't we all want to survive as inhabitants of this planet? We've fought with each other pretty much since the beginning of civilization. So there's some kind of a flaw. The genome project shows that we physically are all pretty much the same, but mentally, emotionally, spiritually, we are not. And that perhaps plays into somebody's motivation coming to the conclusion that it makes sense to study or to recreate the Black Plague. Good God. I've said that now three times. Oy. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi. I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the Meat Bucket Special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Now 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Technology Time, Better Living Through Technology, and our own sort of spin on things, thanks to the technology tailor Alex Goldfain. Do you know why you ought to upgrade your iPhone to the new free operating system? There's a free operating system for your iPhone. Did you even know that? Alex Goldfain, the tech tailor, has a long list of reasons and things that you ought to know about the iPhone. Up next here on Good Day.
Jay Farner at Quicken Loans. You know, we've been talking for years about how great mortgage interest rates are, but what's happening right now is something truly special. Having been in the mortgage business for nearly 20 years, I've never seen anything like this. Over the last 40 or 50 years, we haven't seen anything like this. Rates are shockingly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Take the 5 minutes and call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027. We'll walk you through the process, and if it makes sense, we'll help you lock in that rate and close on a new mortgage. And if it doesn't make sense, you'll know you took the time to make sure you weren't missing out. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to QuickenLoans.com. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by. Call now to see how Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
If you have an iPhone, get your device to your computer right now and upgrade to the new free operating system just released called the iOS 5. Here's what's new. It's deeply tied into Apple's iCloud service. One of the advantages of this is that you can now sync your iPhone to your computer without plugging it into your computer. Everything happens wirelessly. There's also a whole new notification service. Text messages and alarms no longer pop up in the middle of the screen interrupting what you're working on. They now fold down in the form of a thin banner. Also big, Apple's new iMessage app. It's designed to work just like BlackBerry's Messenger platform. iMessage lets you send text messages and pictures to other iPhone and iPad users without counting against your bill. Basically, it lets you remove text message payments from your bill if you wish, as long as most of the people you text with are iPhone or iPad users. This is a significant upgrade. And did I mention, it's free. I'm Alex Goldfain.
It's that time of year to be reviewing your health benefits. How familiar are you with the many different options that are available to you. How about Brian Osich giving us some help for choosing the right coverage for your family?
Many Americans may be leaving money on the table when choosing their health care benefits. United Healthcare's Yasmin Winkler says there's ways to save hundreds of dollars in the coming year by picking the right plan for you and your family.
Look for incentive-based wellness programs. Many employers reward employees for making healthy choices, like losing weight or signing up for a gym membership. Consider opening a health savings account or HSA. It's similar to a personal bank account, but must be used for health-related expenses. And don't forget about the new health reform law. It requires most health plans to cover preventive care at no cost to you. Things like immunizations, mammograms, and colonoscopies.
This open enrollment season, take advantage of free resources from both your employer and health plan. HealthCareLane.com is a great place to start. It's a free website that explains different health benefits programs and terminology. For more, log on to HealthCareLane.com. That's Healthcare Now from United Healthcare.
Speaking of health, millions of you are searching for ways to get to a healthy lifestyle, but we just can't seem to find something that sticks. In fact, there's a recent study that predicts by the year 2030, there could be 65 million more obese American adults. However, there is hope for the future. Here's more on a solution focusing on improving the global obesity epidemic.
According to a first-of-its-kind study published in The Lancet, obese and overweight adults referred to Weight Watchers by a physician lost on average more than twice as much as those who receive standard care. Weight Watchers Chief Scientific Officer Karen Miller-Kovach says this pairing outweighs other treatments.
This proves that there's something very powerful in health professionals and Weight Watchers working together that helps patients succeed.
The study also found those assigned to Weight Watchers were more than three times as likely to shed 10% or more of their starting weight, which helps to reduce the risk of developing heart disease and type 2 diabetes. Miller-Kovach says the group setting likely helped motivate participants.
Those referred to Weight Watchers were more likely to be fully engaged and benefit from the support of weekly meetings, thus enhancing accountability for their weight loss efforts.
For more on the study's findings, log on to WeightWatchers.com. That's Healthcare Now from Weight Watchers.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
You can bet your